Oklahoma-born American Indian rights advocate Suzanne Schoen Harjo has led the fight against team names and mascots deemed disparaging to Native Americans. She led a successful legal challenge in 1992 against the owner of the Washington Redskins, but the initial ruling by the Trademark Trial and Appeal Board was overturned, and the U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear the case. Now, the torch has been passed, and a new generation of advocates is running with it. I'm Susan Shannon, and this is Indian Times. Jenny Stokel, a member of the Cherokee Nation, is one of the founders of Eradicating Offensive Native Masketry, or EONM. Masketry is a term coined by another founder.
That's a term that Jacqueline Keeler actually started to encompass everything that surrounds the mascot issue, like red face, cultural appropriation, clowning, the abuse of stereotypical imagery and language, that sort of thing. It was easier than saying logos, tokens, mascots, that kind of thing, to describe what actually they represent, which is a huge racially motivated type of degradation on Native people, and that's how we got started.
EONM brought together Native Americans from across the country through the use of social media in an effort to end the use of Native-themed mascots on a national level.
A lot of times what we found in our local communities when we were fighting against these Indian mascots, so-called, were that the people would say, oh, we don't want to get rid of them because look at what's in Washington, D.C. That's a Native mascot, so we get to keep ours, too. So it had a real negative effect on what we were trying to accomplish in our own communities.
Professional sports teams get national publicity merely by playing. With that comes the mascot, be it on a T-shirt, hat, or some person dressed up in their idea of what an Indian looks like. And that's what America sees.
Normal, everyday people can't tell the difference. And the reason they can't is because these mascots that are fake get a platform nationally every single week and every single day almost. And they get to disseminate this kind of racial propaganda against us. And in 2005, the APA made a resolution stating that these were harmful to Native American children, and that's been largely ignored. In 2008, they released a bunch of studies that backed that up, and it's been confirmed recently by Stephanie Freiberg, who did most of the research.
Dr. Stephanie Freiberg is a member of the Tulalip tribes in Washington State and an associate professor of social and cultural psychology at the University of Arizona. Freiberg testified before the Senate Committee on Indian Affairs in September of 2011 that the effects on Native high school and college students who attended a school with a Native mascot was a significant lowering of self-esteem and feelings of community worth and increased levels of anxiety and depression.
I think it's time for America at large to realize that these types of negative imagery is having a detrimental effect. And we should be able, as people, as human beings, to want to help out any group that's suffering so traumatically with bullying or whatever the issue is, to lessen that load.
EONM is taking their fight to the FCC.
What we initially started doing was filing FCC complaints every time the Washington team played. We would watch it for brief periods of time. Some people could only watch it for a few minutes just to say that they watched it, and then we would file FCC complaints.
Disturbed by legislation that abolished the Oklahoma Indian Affairs Commission and recent antics of public figures, Stokel in May took a petition to the governor's office hoping to meet with her. EONM was told it would be a few months before an appointment could be made to see Fallon. Stokel felt the petition's requests, such as elevating the Native American liaison's position to a cabinet post and introducing more Native American curriculum in the public schools, were reasonable.
I'm not one for making large mandates in public schools. However, in this case, I think there's a lot of ignorance out there, and we have a responsibility to all children to educate them in a way that they don't grow up and act ignorantly. So I don't think saying we need Native American history and culture introduced into elementary and middle school public schools in Oklahoma is a misstep on anyone's part. You know, we're talking about knowledge gained here, and I think that's important.
That was Jenny Stokel, member of the Cherokee Nation and one of the founders of Eradicating Offensive Native Masketry.